What's up, Anchor fam? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. The government has revealed only now that the Pulse nightclub shooter's father was an FBI informant for 11 years before the attack. Lawyers for his widow on Monday said prosecutors also told them in an email Saturday that the government found evidence on the day of the attack that Omar Mateen's father, Sadiq Mateen, had been sending money to Afghanistan and Turkey, and that he had been accused of raising money to fund violence against the government of Pakistan. Noor Salman's lawyers said the new information shared only after prosecutors rested their case should result in a mistrial or an outright dismissal of the charges against her. The judge didn't immediately rule on the defense motion, and the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment on the developments. Salman, who is 21 and the mother of a small child, is being tried in federal court in Orlando. She's accused of helping her husband plan his 2016 attack at the gay nightclub in Orlando, where he killed 49 people. In court on Monday, an FBI agent testified that they considered trying to develop Omar Mateen as an informant like his father after investigating him in 2013 and finding he did not have ties to terrorism. An Army veteran from Chicago who served two tours in Afghanistan and had been in the U.S. since age 8 has been deported to Mexico because of a 2008 drug trafficking conviction. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials confirmed Monday that Miguel Perez Jr., who is 39, who had a green card, was deported on Friday. The move came after he lost an appeal to remain in the U.S. and Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner refused to pardon him. Perez was flown from Gary, Indiana to Brownsville, Texas, where officers escorted him across the border and turned him over to Mexican authorities. He spoke to the Chicago Tribune in a Thursday evening call from a detention center saying, quote, "I'm not leaving. They're taking me. Not for 30 seconds was I illegal in this country," he said. Quote, "I went to war for this country out of love for this country." Perez's parents, Miguel Sr. and Esperanza Montes Perez, said in Spanish that they are heartbroken but will continue to fight for their son's return, saying, quote, "My son fought in a war in which he defended people who are now throwing him out like garbage." Perez handed a laptop containing 4.4 pounds of cocaine to an undercover officer on November 26, 2008, authorities said. He pleaded guilty to the drug charge, and ICE took him into custody after he served half of a 15-year prison sentence. The Associated Press reports that a doctored animation and photo have surfaced online appearing to show one of the survivors of the Florida high school shooting tearing up the U.S. Constitution. The image of Emma Gonzalez was doctored from a March 23rd Teen Vogue story in which she ripped up a shooting range target. The publication's editors pointed out the fake image on Twitter. The doctored animation and news stories about it were shared nearly 70,000 times on social media. Supporters of the Second Amendment pointed to the image as evidence that gun control supporters are going too far. Gun control supporters expressed outrage when the image was shown to be fake. Gonzalez spoke with other Parkland, Florida students on Saturday at a protest in Washington, D.C. to demand action on gun control. The Associated Press reports that adult film star Stormy Daniels says she was threatened to keep silent about an alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006, telling her story in a highly anticipated interview with CBS's 60 Minutes broadcast on Sunday. Daniels said that she was threatened by an unidentified man in Las Vegas to keep quiet about her alleged relationship with Trump, an incident that she said happened while she was with her younger daughter. She said in the interview that she had one encounter of consensual sex with the future president. Daniels, whose legal name is Stephanie Clifford, said, quote, "He knows I'm telling the truth." She does not allege that she was coerced in her encounter with Trump, saying, quote, "This is not a Me Too. I was not a victim." The adult film actress provided little new evidence of her alleged 2006 affair with Trump, but said she faced intimidation tactics aimed at ensuring her silence in 2011. Daniels said that in the incident in a parking lot, the man told her, quote, "Leave Trump alone, forget the story." She said he then looked at her daughter and said, quote, "That's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom." Daniels received a $130,000 payment days before the 2016 presidential election for her silence and has sought to invalidate a non-disclosure agreement. The White House did not immediately comment Sunday on the interview. Trump, through his representatives, has denied the allegations. His attorney, Michael Cohen, has said that Trump never had an affair with Daniels. Cohen has said that he paid the $130,000 out of his pocket. On the same day, Facebook bought ads in U.S. and British newspapers to apologize for the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The social media site faced new questions about collecting phone numbers and text messages from Android devices. The website Ars Technica reported that users who checked data gathered by Facebook on them found it had years of contact names, telephone numbers, call lengths, and text messages. Facebook said Sunday the information is uploaded to secure servers and comes only from Android users who opt in to allow it. A spokeswoman said the data is not sold or shared with users' friends or outside apps. They say the data is used to, quote, improve people's experience across Facebook by helping to connect with others. The company also said in a website posting that it does not collect the content of text messages or calls. A spokeswoman told the Associated Press that Facebook uses the information to rank contacts in Messenger so they are easier to find and to suggest people to call. Users get the option to allow data collection when they sign up for Messenger or Facebook Lite. The posting said, quote, if you choose to turn this feature on, we will begin to continuously log this information. The feature was first introduced on Facebook Messenger in 2015 and added later on Facebook Lite. All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Chella signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.